You are now listening to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program on strangelabel.com.
Now that you've got all this firewood, you could maybe have a bonfire down by the water, roast some hot dogs, make s'mores.
How do you know about s'mores?
Here. Hello, Matt. Hi, Matt.
Hi. Sorry.
I hope you're doing okay, Matt. You doing good?
Yeah, great.
Matt, you popped your camera on there for a second. I saw that you were doing the show shirtless. Took my shirt off in solidarity. Travis, did you take your shirt off? Or are we all doing the show shirtless?
I never have a shirt on, Mike.
You don't put a shirt on when you do the program?
I get home, I take my shirt off, put a headband on, I'm ready to rock.
It ain't going back on, right?
No. I pop that shit off and it stays off.
You know, I imagine that my neighbors, they probably think very strange because they see me pulling in the garage. And I come home and then I get down to my underpants. And that's when my wife says, hey, you want to take out the trash? And so, like, maybe a minute after I get home and close the garage, I'm out in the front yard in my underpants taking out the garbage.
Yeah, no problem with that.
I mean, I'm in my domain, Travis. I guess if there's ever a fire and I'm standing out in the front yard in my underpants, they'll probably say, hey, how come you didn't stop to put on some pants? To which I'll say there was a fire, right?
I got to get out of here.
There's a fire. All right, guys, we'll do this again next week. Charles, did you see that Steve Bannon fella? He got caught with his pants down because he put out one of those GoFundMes. He said, "Hey man, we're just gonna build the wall ourselves."
Yeah, he's gonna build a wall around himself and spend all the money he got from the
I think the
charity.
Bought a big boat. And then somebody came along and they said, hey, you can't do that. But why can't you? I mean, that's not like a real thing, right? It's internet stuff. That's fake.
Well, I mean, if people are donating money under the assumption that this is what you're going to use it for and you don't use it for that, then that's a problem. It's the same thing that happened to Chris Hansen when he didn't give me my motherfucking mug when I donated to his Kickstart however many years ago. He ended up in jail because he didn't pay the people for the perks and didn't.
Yeah, I don't think that had anything to do with you and your mug, Travis. I think that like he had somebody print some T-shirts and didn't give him money for it.
Yeah, he just like went him. I didn't get my shit because he didn't pay them for that shit. It's the same thing. It's illegal. You're manipulating people's kindness into them donating to a fake charity and then disappearing with the money and buying yourself whatever racists, inflated alcoholics buy for themselves.
Matt, I'll tell you a funny story. I reached back out to Chris Hansen and said, hey, man, you know, we liked having you on the show. We wouldn't mind doing it again sometime if you have something you want to promote. And I told Travis I did that. And Travis was mad. And he said, I'm not going to show up that week. You get Chris Hansen again, I'm out.
Well, yeah. I definitely understand, Travis, your position and that he screwed you over. But, I would be in the opposite camp. I'd be like, yeah, let me talk to him because I want to confront Chris Hansen.
Well, this is what my actual plan was when Mike said he was going to bring Chris Hansen on. Is I said I'm not going to be on the show, but what I planned on doing was while Mike was in the middle of an interview, while he was asking his questions, I was going to call into the show and confront Chris Hansen.
Oh, I was going to lure him in, like offer him a glass of lemonade.
Mm-hmm.
And then you were going
to... Why don't you sit down, you say to him, and then I come out of the back room and say, where's my motherfucking mug, you goddamn fraud?
When you have that position of
power,
moral
authority,
superiority...
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, you know, hey, man, I look down on you because you're a pedophile. Right. I mean, you're carrying a weight where you're saying, I'm not going to do bad things like offer to give you a mug or a candle and then not do it.
Exactly. And that's why I feel like I am switching roles here, and now I am the person in the position of superiority, and Chris Hansen is the fraud that deserves to be confronted and ultimately arrested and maybe put in front of the firing squad for not getting my coffee mug to me.
Firing squad. It's a lot.
We're going to bring back the firing squad.
You actually wish that he is shot to death for his...
Well, maybe not to death, but shot a lot of times.
Oh. How many times? Like,
well, usually you line up like 8-10 guys and they all take shots once or twice. So, I don't know, 20.
Yeah, I think like all the guys, only one of them has a real bullet. And so everybody has deniability. I don't know if that's real or if that's an old wives' tale, Travis. But I heard that only one person has a real bullet. And so everybody else can say, oh, well, I probably wasn't the one that killed him because, you know, I didn't have a real bullet.
Yeah, that's probably what their superiors tell them because they load their rifles, but really every single one of them has the bullet.
Yeah, and then he has like 8 holes in them and be like, oh.
Yeah, that must have been one of those bullets that splits in 15 and hits him in 15 different spots.
So, yeah, I did not pursue the Chris Hansen thing, Matt, because I am a Travis guy. And I stand by my man. I at the time, I wasn't thinking about his feelings. I was just thinking, oh, man, that sweet, sweet Chris Hansen bump just what we need.
Like that first time when we pulled in all those to catch a predator perpetrators so they don't get Chris Hansen inviting them into a model home and saying, sit down.
Travis, now this is a completely unrelated note. There's no correlation between these two stories. But did you see that Sean Penn got married?
No, I didn't. I thought he... Wasn't he already married?
Well, he's probably been married several times. I think, wasn't he married to Madonna? No, maybe not.
Oh, there's like 15 people married to Madonna. Who can keep track?
Sean Penn married Vincent D'Onofrio's daughter.
Oh, what?
There is a significant age difference between the two of them. Not a significant age difference between Sean Penn and Vincent D'Onofrio. Like less than a year, I believe. I think they're like 10 months apart.
And Sean Penn is 60 years old.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, they're both elderly.
But he's famous. So fame years is less.
You don't have any rules when you're famous. Like a lot, you know, a lot doesn't apply to you when you have fame on your side.
Can you imagine that conversation when he calls him up or he has his publicist call or his assistant call D'Onofrio's assistant to put him in touch together? And he's like, hey, Vinny, this is Sean Penn. Just calling to ask your permission to marry your daughter. Get your blessing.
Yeah. So check with your client and let me know and I'll let him know.
Celebrities are weird.
They really are.
They're just like us, Matt.
They are not.
They're just like us. They also wear shoes.
Well, yeah, they don't wear the same shoes.
No, their shoes could probably pay my mortgage for like 6-7.
Travis, celebrities, they're just like us. And it's an inspiration. The DNC was on last week. And Joe Biden, he had a very important person give out his nomination in a pre-taped segment.
And Keaton?
No, Travis. this man, what he does is he operates elevators. And so they made a video of him nominating his friend Joe Biden. I pulled it if you'd like to hear some of it. It's very genuine and heartfelt. So
I can't wait.
I take powerful people up on my elevator all the time. When they get off, they go to their important meetings. Me, I just head back to the lobby. But in the short time I spent with Joe Biden, I could...
An elevator ride. He spent an elevator ride with Joe Biden.
Well, he really saw me, that he actually cared, that my life meant something to him. And I knew, even when he went into his important meeting, he'd take my story in there with him.
Oh, good.
What's his story?
The elevator.
He operates the elevator?
Yeah, right. He presses the button on the elevator. He has a completely insignificant, stupid job that doesn't really need to exist.
Well, all jobs.
Whoa, Mike. I feel like that's not fair.
It's
like
very fair, Matt.
Press the button on an elevator.
I press the buttons on elevators all the time.
Biden's going to punch his own elevator buttons?
Joe Biden, I think, is definitely the type of guy that anytime he sees like the common man, he engages in a story just brief enough that he can carry that. Like, because Joe Biden is, I think he's aware. Okay, I can retain this little bit of information from this gentleman for approximately 38 minutes. So if I can get a little piece of this, I can carry this into whatever speech I'm about to go into, and I can retell this. And I think those clips of Joe Biden like really falling off the rails is after that 38 minute mark. Like it's minute 42 and the story's starting to fall apart. And that's when he starts like gluing things together.
It's a carny trip,
other
right?
Stories that he remembered piecemeal.
Yeah. Like you can remember someone's name. And so like you reference back their name a couple of times and they think, holy shit, this guy like remembered my name. And like you're starstruck. I can't believe the vice president knows who I am.
You know, on the way here to make my speech, my limo driver, Wally, told me he had two or three kids and that he was working four jobs to support them. Well, you know, when he brought me over in that dumb truck, I said to Billy... your kids, I'm going to take care of your kids if I get voted congressman.
And the year was 64. 100%.
That's because Joe Biden has room in his heart for more than just himself. We've been through a lot and we have tough days ahead. But nominating someone like that to be in the White House is a good place to start.
Nominating somebody who doesn't see you as insignificant. I mean,
isn't there
how many of the residents or the building people do that? Like, should all those people be elected to the highest office in the country?
Because they think that the man working the elevator.
Because they looked at him like as a human being.
Is a human being.
A robot.
You know what is really frustrating, and not to go on a tangent, but I guess I am. I was so fucking annoyed when they announced like Kamala Harris was going to be the vice president, just because, you know, we saw firsthand with the Democratic nominees, you know, them battling each other, and Kamala Harris, you know, saying that she believed the sexual assault accusers for Joe Biden, and you know, implied Joe Biden's racism and all of, or that he was racist. All of this, like they attacked each other so hard when obviously Kamala Harris wanted to be the actual Democratic nominee, and now they're just like, nah, it's good, it's all good. I'm your vice president now. Yeah, Joe Biden all the way.
Yeah, like I mean, like saying I believe the sexual assault accusers. I mean, like, that's more than just, like, party shit. That could, like, fuck up his life.
Yeah, and it's just it's just a frustrating, and you know, we continue you know, and I vote Democratic, you know, definitely align more with the Democrats than I do with the Republicans, and I want nothing more. Like I can't stand Trump and I want him out of office, and I probably will end up voting for Biden, you know, just because like I definitely would like to see Trump out of office, but fuck man, like
it's such a fucking just a shit show of garbage people, right? And, like Biden is not operating on any platform of what he's going to do. Every one of the Democrats at this point is just saying what a piece of shit Trump is.
I'm not Trump, man.
I believe them. I align with that philosophy, but he's literally laid out no policies that I can see beyond the not what Trump's doing policies, right? Like I watch these, you know, and I know what a cesspool these political commercials are, but I'm like watching lately and they've really amped up in the last like week where I'll be watching an episode of Guy's Grocery Games and there'll be five commercials, you know, on the Food Network app, and all five of them are Biden Trump commercials, and they'll play a Trump anti-Trump commercial, then they'll play three anti-Biden commercials, and then one anti-Trump commercial, and it's just insane. I can't.
It's only August
this
too.
Time of the year. I know, right? We got some time yet.
That's the world now, Travis, for the next couple of months. And add in the COVID and add in that nobody's making any meaningful TV or movies or anything. It's going to be a rough couple months, bud.
Well, and you know what else kind of just bums me out? And it's the hypocrisy. Like the hypocrisy of everything will just really annoy me more than anything. But we have this society and this culture today where we have to cancel every single person that has made some sort of, you know, racist style joke or, you know, homophobic style joke in the past. And you know, those people are out. Louis C.K.'s of the world, they're out. They can't do anything anymore. They can't, you know, do comedy. They can't, whatever it is, whatever they've been removed from. But this guy who, you know, oh, well, it's just to get Trump out of office, just to move my ideas forward. It's
yeah,
to get
it's different
my guy,
because it's
my
your
party
guy
in the office.
And this, yeah, this guy who was accused of sexual harassment, which, like you said, Kamala Harris said, I believe them, and Joe Biden's right, a piece of shit, is now all of a sudden forgetting the fact that these things came up and are all like, oh, Joe Biden's great, and I totally back him, and hurrah, hurrah. You know, right. These are the same people who are still, and, you know, obviously there were more accusers that came out against Trump or whatever, but it's not quantity over quality, right?
Like, sure.
It's the same shit, like, and they keep touting
exactly
Trump's right sexual assaulting, now, but now, they just ignored Biden.
You're in that position, and you get that phone call, and you're faced with the choice. Hey, wouldn't it be cool to be vice president? But at the same time, the person calling you and asking you, you already said that you believe they're a rapist.
Right.
So like,
so now
you're gonna cool. Yeah, I get to be vice president, but I'm going to work the next couple of months, possibly the next 4 years, maybe the next 8 years with somebody I believe is a rapist.
Which right. I, in the first place, question Kamala Harris's statements about Joe Biden being a rapist, right? Like, I would believe that she totally doubled down on saying I believe this and whatever because she was running against Joe Biden right in the primaries. I would imagine she is indifferent to any story about Joe Biden in the entirety of her campaign and now Biden's campaign with her on the ticket. I would imagine it was all everything she ever said about Biden was totally just to leverage her own position. And now right she's like, well, fuck, they just offered me the vice presidency. Of course I'm going to take it. Who cares?
Yeah,
politicians are fucking grubby.
It's all
pieces
of it.
Of shit.
All of it is just bad. Like the whole system. And we can't, like, it's not going to fix it. Like, okay, great, you get Trump out of office, but it doesn't fix anything. Like,
no.
We still can't fix the actual problem, which is the system. The party system is terrible. So with everybody's big agenda to just get Trump out of office and, you know, again, Biden gets in there. You don't think the Republicans are going to rally and go, well, we just got to get Biden out of office. And
oh, yeah,
it's just shitty. The
and then everybody says you can't vote for a third party because we got to get this piece of shit out, or we got to keep this piece of shit from getting in. And then we just do this every 4 years where both candidates are accused of being rapists.
They're all the old white men that nobody wanted, that they've been saying they didn't want in the first place. But everybody's going to vote for them, even though there's independent candidates that are not old white men. And we're going to continuously, like you said, don't vote third party because we got to get this piece of shit out of there. And there, people are going to continue to say the two-party system is broken without voting third party or independent. And I hope in my lifetime, maybe things change, but I don't see it changing.
Guys, we all agree that the two-party system is broken, so let's all form a conga line and just walk into the volcano.
We're all going to die anyway.
Charles, we gotta get off of this. I wanted to... Did you see the thing about... what's that magician guy?
David Blaine.
Did you see that he's going to fly with balloons, Matt?
Oh, was that really David Blaine?
Was it David Blaine? The guy that,
I don't know.
The guy that ate the frogs.
Magician. He's the only real magician.
The guy that does all the weird things where he was in a coffin for a week or something.
Yeah, that's David Blaine.
David Blaine. He's going to fly with balloons, Matt.
Of course he is.
They're going to give him a whole bunch of balloons, and he's going to fly up in the sky. He's going to fly over the Hudson River.
Which is not the first time I heard about this. This is not magic.
No.
Well, his stuff that he does isn't magic. Like, there's no magic. It's always a stunt. Like, sitting in frozen ice wasn't magic. It was just him sitting in frozen ice for, 3 weeks or a month or however long it was. Like, he hung upside down for however 2 weeks. And it's not magic. It's just endurance and,
Yeah, Travis, his branding is
wonky.
Doesn't
he himself a magician?
He does, and he does like card tricks, and he has some of his tricks. I remember early on when he first came out, I did enjoy when David Blaine's like little whatever half hour specials came on. I thought his card tricks were pretty cool. Some of the stuff that he would do out on the street, like just freaking out black people. I feel like that's what he was mostly known for, was just scaring black people. Like, he would go into the shittiest of ghetto areas. Like, you could see the background. It was just like low income housing. And there'd be fucking 10 black people around David Blaine. And he would go, he'd flip through the cards and be like, "Was this your card?" And then everybody, "Oh, shit."
He's driving around in a town car, and he says, "Driver, pull over."
Yeah.
Those black people look like they'll react really good.
Pull over. Yeah.
I see a neighborhood in need of some magic.
Dude, that was his MO, like 100%. If you watch any of the early David Blaine stuff, it's just him and mainly poor people. Like, it was just poor people. He'd go into poor areas and fucking do a card trick, and everybody would be like, "Oh, shit!" And then freak out.
Yeah, and the last one, I think he was like stabbing ice picks through his hand and stuff, and it wasn't like a trick. He was like really doing it. He was just making sure to avoid important stuff.
Right. And the last special that he had, I think, was on Netflix. And that was with all the celebrities. Like, he just went around to celebrities' houses, did the magic tricks for celebrities.
But yeah, pick people like Seth Rogen, who were already like ridiculously high.
Yeah, that would be really easy to like. There. I think Will Smith and Will Smith's family was there. And who's that guy that was Jason Sudeikis or whatever.
Oh, the one that's married to Olivia Wilde.
Yeah, both of them were. He went to their house and did some card tricks. He just did it for celebrities.
But yeah, now he says, "Hey, I'm gonna fly with balloons, but they told me if I wanted to get insurance for this, I had to do 500 skydives." And so he's just been jumping out of airplanes like 10 times a day for like a really long time to get enough skydives.
Is he going to have a parachute on when he's flying with balloons?
No, he usually doesn't do any safety precautions with these.
So why is he jumping out of an airplane to get ready for flying with balloons?
So that he knows what to do. He said
hi.
What if he doesn't have a parachute on.
There's a parachute up in the balloons.
Oh, okay.
And so once he gets...
he's got to climb up to the balloons to get
there,
the parachute?
He's got
to
go get the parachute so that he could put it on. So that eventually, I guess he's going to start popping some balloons. He's going to shoot them with a gun, Travis, you know, like when he wants to go down.
This sounds like something Steve-O would do, not David Blaine.
The stupidest thing... Well, yeah, he's kind of like a weird mix. The stupidest trick I think that I ever saw him do, like of these big stunts, right? Like of the frozen in ice, and there was the one where he was like underwater, and the one trick where he was upside down. So the whole gag for the upside down trick was he was hanging from a crane, like a suspended upside down, and he was going to sit like that for a month or however long it was. But where it gets really ridiculous is at the end of the month or whatever, they're going to shoot a gun at him and he's going to catch the bullet in his teeth. Or there was like a little, like a mouthpiece or something. And he was supposed to catch the bullet in his teeth at the end of the month. Right. So this was what was supposed to happen. They, you know, they build up to it. They finally do the big special. They shoot the gun at him. But then for some reason, the crane just raises him up and up and up until he's no longer there. And then the special ends.
So you couldn't see whether or not he caught that bullet or not?
Yeah, and they never talked to him like after that. They never went back. And I just wondered if there was something that was supposed to happen that didn't happen. And they were just like, okay, well, like I never understood why they just raised him up into the darkness. And then like, okay, he did it.
I bet he probably had a failsafe in place. Like he had something in his hand where he pressed the button if the gun gag didn't go right. So he could be like, get me the fuck out of here so they can see that this didn't happen.
Right. It seemed exactly what happened. Honestly, I encourage everybody to go watch it just because it was the stupidest thing ever.
Well, I do miss the time that we used to live in, and I know you guys are younger than me, but there was a time when I was a kid where like when David Copperfield was huge.
Oh, sure.
And they would ramp up to like an hour long David Copperfield special. They would talk about that fucking thing for like two, like David Copperfield's gonna make the fucking Statue of Liberty disappear.
Right.
And
weren't they
jazz that up
on
forever.
A Friday or like
always a like a Friday or Saturday night. It was like Saturday. It was like a Friday or Sunday night. It was like big primetime TV, and they would have Buco advertisers back in this thing. They'd be talking about it on the nightly news, and they would just ramp up to this freaking David Copperfield thing. And 45 minutes of that special would always be just talking to people about what was going to happen.
Oh yeah, remember when he made like a jet disappear? Like, wasn't there a David Copperfield made a fucking fighter pilot disappear?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, nothing will ever be worse than fucking Chris Angel, though. I can't believe as many people loved Chris Angel as they did. Is he still doing stuff?
My favorite thing about Chris Angel was Jim Carrey parodying him in Burt Wonderstone as I can't even remember what the hell his name was, but he was like the mind melter or some shit like that, where he'd like be cutting into his face to pull out a playing card and shit. Like the best thing Chris Angel ever did was inspire Jim Carrey's performance
in that
movie.
That's pretty funny. All of his fucking shows were so terrible. Like there wasn't there one where he fucking like pretended to go through a wood chipper.
Yeah. And,
like, why were people at home going, man, the fucking Chris Angel with the wood chipper?
He went right through that chipper, man.
And then he came out the other side and he was fine. Yeah, magic.
How many dumb ass backwoods shitheads do you think he inspired to jump into wood chippers to see if they could do it?
Probably about as many as Steve Bannon got to pay for the wall, Travis.
Like they had a half woman, like she only existed the upper half of her, like she didn't have any legs, and he did something where he cut a woman in half,
and then
she literally like gets down off of her little like table that she was on and just ran away with her arms, like she was just on the ground running away with her arms, like oh my god, I got cut in half, and we're all expected to believe that this was a whole woman. And now she's half a woman.
Man, I'm not going to lie. I kind of like that one. That one's fun.
You do not. I mean, you like it because it was so bad.
The joke is funny. the joke is funny that she runs away on her hands and her stump of a lower torso.
I can't wait to see Homeboy fly with balloons. That sounds fucking awesome. I hope that inspires people to make things that we can all fly with balloons, because it's neat, and I'm looking forward to that one. And I hope that's how they do it, is they shoot the balloons to make him go back down.
So essentially he's been kind of out of the loop for a while, and now he must have just watched Up for like the 15th time. It's like, I could do that.
Right. He's like, if this Pixar man can make his whole house go up, I could probably make me go up with way less balloons. And then I can go to a distant planet where dogs talk. Right.
Yeah. I'm not even trying to go to those falls to put my house up there, so I can just get across the Hudson.
Charles, I'll tell you what. We should take a break. When we come back, your favorite Instagram account, we got to talk about that a bit.
Oh, yes. I'm so excited about it.
WFOD is proud to present Great Moments in True Crime Podcast, transitioning to commercial.
Once again, investigators confiscated his gun collection, giving them to the church deacon for safekeeping. They also seized 22 other items of interest for further examination, including Father Erickson's Bible and both his and his secretary's computers. Let's talk about brushing our teeth.
Dubfod goes hard.
You loved it when they made bigger dinosaurs in Jurassic World.
We just went and made a new dinosaur?
Probably not a good idea.
You loved it when they made Predator into a giant predator that eats predators.
What's the big one, Doc? Is that like the male?
No. In 2019, Larry and Richard have an even bigger problem.
Richard? I think Bernie is dead. And he's also severely obese.
20th Century Fox brings you back to something you love, but can't leave it at that.
We can't pull this off. He is too big.
I have an idea. The stakes are raised, Richard.
But that's not all.
Hello, I'm Gwen.
What?
That's right. She's very beautiful, but also...
I'm a lawyer.
A lawyer? Do not fall in love with her, Richard. She will certainly know we are doing an illegal thing because she is smart. The stakes are raised, Richard!
I won't.
He does. Weekend at Bernie's. Coming soon to a theater near you.
And now we pause to let the other stations catch up.
This is Strange Label, the best in internet radio.
The best things in life are free, but you can give it to the birds and bees.
Give me what I want. Give me what I want. Give me what I want.
Once again, WFOD, Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks.
Everybody's good enough for some change. The girl's got family, she needs cash to buy aspirin for her pain. Everybody's good enough for some change.
Some fucking change.
Come on, baby, leave some change behind. She was a bitch, but I don't care. She bought her food out on time, wore funky bread in her hair. Come on, baby, leave some change behind. She was a bitch, good enough to
Guys, welcome back. Phone number to contact the show, 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on
Mike,
Skype.
I really like that new pumpkin song that we just came back with.
It's not the Pumpkins, Matt.
That's really good. I like that. That the Pumpkins really changing their sound. That's not bad.
Live. It's throwing copper, Matt. It's like 30 years old.
Yeah, they're pulling influences from Live. That's cool. I like that. Pulling
so influences. You want to hear a funny story?
Go ahead.
So yesterday, the Smashing Pumpkins, as of late, they have been signing like one album deals with small independent labels. The album or the label that they apparently have signed with to release this new album that they have a countdown up on their website for, they posted a 15-second clip yesterday with no context. They didn't say who it was or anything. And the label that they that is doing this is the same label that Poppy is on. And so most of the people who follow this record label's Instagram account are Poppy fans. And so they were all, oh, my God, is this new Poppy? But then Billy like reposted it today. And so everybody's like, oh, OK, now we know what it is. And to give you an idea what a dork I am, Matt, I pieced together the official Smashing Pumpkins Instagram. They also clipped 15 seconds of their new song that comes out this Friday. And I took the time to edit them together.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Matt, I did. And
you're a fucking nerd, Mike. I'm sorry, but
Matt, they put like a word clue on their a hangman game on their website. I played right. The hangman game and you submitted it and they like sent you an email that said, oh, you get 20% off on our store for submitting. Yeah, I'm a big nerd, Matt. You want to hear a couple seconds?
Did you get a 20% off coupon then?
I got a 20% off coupon, yeah.
Yeah. Nice. Good for you. You know, speaking of new music, I am not typically a fan of rap or hip hop. They usually just doesn't resonate with me.
You didn't even know who the RZA was.
Right. Like I don't follow it closely. Although I will check out artists on like the top trending, you know, Fridays when new music comes out, I'll always check it out just cuz I'm curious what the kids are listening to. But let me tell you something. Nas released a record last Friday, and it's really fucking good.
Matt, you know that Nas, he's good at rap.
It's really good. Like everything, they're good songs. Like that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for a good song, something that, you know, piques my sonic interest. And
were you guys aware that LL Cool J is an amazing rapper?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I was, you know, I grew up in the 80s and to the 90s. And by the time I knew who LL Cool J was, you know, I mean, I had heard of him. But by the time I knew who he was already kind of starting to do movies and his rapping tamed down a little bit. But I listened to Rock the Bells on Sirius XM, which is LL Cool J's station. And they'll play a bunch of LL Cool J, like from the, you know, the late 80s, early 90s.
I didn't realize he had his own station.
Oh, it is fucking so good. He is so good. He's so good. That station is great in the first place, but I had
What's a record of his that I should check out?
Oh, I wouldn't know. I just know that they play... You know
I don't even know what the new Nas record is called. I just know that it was like, oh, hey, look, it's on the, you know, just released New Music Fridays, which I'm always a big fan of New Music Friday. I love listening to some of the new releases, whether I'm going to actually like it or hate it. So I threw it on. We were driving up to, or actually, I think we were driving around North Conway. We went on a mini vacation this past weekend. And
Where'd you go, Matt?
We went to the White Mountains in New Hampshire. So, like, we didn't live the state, but it's a big touristy spot here in New Hampshire. The White Mountains are, you know, it's a big spot, a hot spot to visit. Lots of trails, lots of hiking, couple theme parks are up there. You know, obviously the mountains themselves.
Has New Hampshire got one of them Jellystones?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I think there's a couple, to be honest with you.
Matt, you want to hear a little bit of my favorite LL Cool J song?
Yeah, of course.
Is this from the Deep Blue Sea soundtrack?
No, it's from the Any Given Sunday soundtrack.
Oh, yeah.
I do not like that.
I love that.
Whatever that was that I just heard, I am not a fan of.
I had a couple of LL Cool J records when I was a kid, Travis, and they had curse words, and my parents took them away from me.
Oh, I had an LL Cool J album that I had gotten in the mid-90s that it featured him doing a track with Boyz II Men, and then somebody else, too. And I'd lifted it from Walmart where I worked at the time. And,
does lift mean stole?
No, I lifted it and put it in my pocket and left.
That means lifting it means you stole it, right?
I lifted it off of the shelf.
And went and purchased it?
Took it home.
You purchased it at the cash register?
I took it off the shelf. Oh. I put it in my pocket.
Oh.
And I went home.
Did it have the big plastic thing on it?
Nah, they pretty much did away with those by that point. But the point was, I guess, was that it was censored. So it was very disappointing.
Oh, yeah. Walmart, you can't buy music from
Does
Walmart.
Does Walmart still sell, like, censored records? Do they do any parental advisories? Remember, that was a big thing that Walmart said, hey, we're not going to do parental advisories anymore.
Well, that'd be good. I remember having the first Kid Rock CD and the Ba with the Ba and shit.
Yeah.
And,
the Ram-a-Lam Ding-a-Dingy.
There was a lot of revert, like record scratch. Every time he would like do a swear.
I got a Rob Zombie record from Walmart before I knew that they did that. And I just threw it in the trash and went and bought
it. Yeah, you might as well. The funny thing about Walmart and their censoring back when they did, I can't answer that question whether they censor or not anymore. But back when they did, the funny thing about them was, you know, in the early aughts, they were putting out all of the big artists. Like they were putting out Korn and Limp Bizkit and a bunch of hip hop artists. They were putting out all out, and it was all just chopped to shit.
Yeah, of course. Eminem. I remember listening to somebody's Eminem, like his first or second record. I think on cassette tape. Actually, I think it was the first. His first album on cassette tape that was purchased from a fucking Walmart.
Well, and Kmart did it too. Walmart and Kmart did it.
I listen to Eminem now, like, because they'll play like on Pop 2K on Sirius again. You know, because I remember when Eminem was on the radio that they censored him, but you know, it's been so long since I've really heard anything of Eminem's except like his new shit or Lose Yourself on the radio. So now when I hear like the Pop 2K version of like Guess Who's Back or Real Slim Shady or Stan or anything, I hear that on Pop 2K and it's all just like redubbed or like record scratch loops and shit. And it's like, man, how the hell did we listen to this on the radio? It's so bad.
You know, Trevor,
Have you heard the edited version of Cardi B's song of WAP?
I've not even ever heard that song.
Travis, right, we actually got a request on WFOD Pals, our seldom used Facebook group. Val reached out because she saw a meme that was the Kidz Bop version of WAP. And it made her think of us because there was a time, Travis, that we would Kidz Bop things. And that song.
Oh, yeah, we always used to Kidz Bop that shit.
It's filthy to a level that few songs are these days. And
so, how do people know about this song?
It really is. Well, it's a new Cardi B song. And I'm actually a big fan of it. I love the song, I think it's really good. And that's not a bit. I really enjoy it.
But how do people know about this song? Like,
Well, because it started because I forget who was that radio guy. I can't remember his name.
Howard Stern?
No.
Ben Man Shapiro. Cow.
Ben Shapiro listened to the song.
Oh, he hated that bet.
And he didn't like the lyrics, and he was talking about the WAP stands for wet ass pussy, and he was talking about how
Travis did. I don't know if you noticed, but Matt kind of went down a little bit when he said pussy, like he was afraid that the teacher would hear him or something.
The kids are in the house.
Like, yeah, you got to be careful.
Pussy.
Wet ass. The song WAP stands for wet ass pussy. He like read the lyrics on his show and talked about how like anybody that has a WAP must have some sort of disease or sickness. And
is that because he's never made a pussy wet in his entire life?
Right. And that was the big thing on Twitter that took off after, because it's like clearly, you know, everybody felt bad for Ben Shapiro's wife, and you know,
how's she look, Ben Shapiro's wife?
Anyway, the YouTube like edit, there was an edited version of this song, and it's more disturbing than the actual lyrics, because they say wet and gushy. It's way worse. Like just hearing them go wet and gushy is like,
Travis, I think that
nobody likes the word gushy.
Travis, I think that when you inevitably do the Kidz Bop version of wet ass pussy, wet and gushy still isn't good enough for the kids. You can't use wet and gushy. I think you'd have to like change it to like something completely different. It's going to need a complete overhaul, Travis. I don't know how you're going to do it, but the people, they demand it, Travis. So we need to think about that for the future.
Yeah, I'm constantly thinking about the future.
Yeah. You know, Travis, sometimes I like to think about inventions, but then what do I do next?
Nothing.
Right. You're the idea, man.
Yeah, you have the ideas.
Right.
You present them here on the program, and then you move on until somebody makes the invention inevitably, and then you get mad that you didn't make it.
Right.
Travis, I got a email today I'd like to read to you. I don't know what to do about it. I haven't replied yet. I don't really know what to say. But it was from a Godgift. Godgift emailed me. He said, "Hello, dear. My name is Godgift. Am 20 years old. I'm a professional songwriter and perfect rapper." Oh, a professional songs writer and perfect rapper. "Please, I need a help to promote my music. I really have something new and special to show to the world, but due to my present circumstances, I can't show it up. Please, I need a help."
Well, are you going to help him?
Did he attach the
Godgift did not send me any music, Travis. I'm almost wondering if I reply to Godgift, like if he wants me to help him
make
the songs? Like, does he have songs yet and he needs help getting them out into the world? Because I can help with that.
You'd be a fool if you didn't take this opportunity to work with a perfect rapper.
Right.
He's perfect, Travis. So what do I say to Godgift?
"Dear Godgift, since you seem like a nice fellow and you tell me that you're a perfect rapper and good songs man, let's collaborate."
And that's it. That's it.
That's it.
And just see what Godgift says.
Yeah. See what Godgift says.
Okay. I will update you guys on what Godgift says. Travis, before we take off, your favorite Instagram account, there's been a development.
I saw this the other day. I was so excited because, as you know, we have talked about this before, where if Jay Cutler had an Instagram,
which he does,
originally when we talked about him, he was trying to hunt down what was killing his chickens. Well, I think that mystery was solved.
Yeah, it was a raccoon, wasn't it?
Raccoon. Yeah. Raccoon was killing his chickens.
Those things are fucking assholes, Travis. They're so cute. I really like raccoons, like just the way they look. They look like little bandits. And they have little hands.
You don't want to see them.
But like you don't want to interact with them because they're dickheads. No,
they're bastards. I always thought they were really cute too. And then when I used to deliver products for the place that I work for, I remember being in the back of this store and I was about to deliver, and I heard this like scurrying around in the back of this pickup truck that I had my delivery truck parked by, and it was just the scurrying. I'm like, what the fuck is that? So I look over the top of the bed of this pickup truck, and there's like this animal cage. And inside of it's a raccoon. And when that raccoon saw me, he hissed. He hissed. And like their cute faces turn into like these like weird demon. Oh, man. Raccoons, when they are cornered and don't feel good, they are fucking scary.
Right. They're almost as bad as Canadian geese. Canadian geese are the biggest assholes in the animal kingdom. And
oh, big time.
Like, they walk across the street. And they walk at a leisurely pace because they know you won't hit them. But one of these days, I just want to hit one so that all the rest of them can see it. So they know that that's a possibility. And right. They move it along. Like, you maybe I could get a stuffed one. And like I could run that over in front of the other ones.
Just so they know.
Yeah, and like get out of the car and grab it by the neck and shake it.
The Canadian geese have a lot to learn from the common loon.
What?
That's it.
So, guys, Jay Cutler, he has added creatures to his ever-growing kingdom.
Oh, really quick, though, before you get into the amazing Instagram post, he did, and I think maybe, did we cover this before, how he got off Instagram? After his recently ex-wife decided that she was going to post pictures with some dude from her shitty old reality TV show.
Oh, so he quit Instagram, but then he came back?
Yeah, he was off Instagram. Like, she posted pictures, and was she on the OC? What was she on? The Hills?
Who gives
Laguna
a shit,
Beach guys. Or something. One she was on one of those shows. Yeah. But shortly after they were divorced, she was posting very chummy pictures with one of the guys from her old reality show. And like almost that same day, all of a sudden, you could not find Jay Cutler's if Jay had an Instagram account.
So if but Jay had an Instagram recently, and he did not have an Instagram.
He did not. But now he does again. And I will tell you, the new Jay Instagram videos and pictures are to die for.
So, Matt, I'll play this for you. This is Jay Cutler's latest Instagram post. He's added to his barnyard family.
Okay. I spent the last 2 weeks watching Yellowstone. At the end of it, the only logical thing I felt I could do was turn this thing around. I guess you can't.
He's trying to figure out how to work his phone, Matt.
Let's get some of these guys. Hey guys, we're home. You made it.
He is pointing the camera currently at baby cows.
He got some cows, Matt.
Yeah.
He watched cows. A couple episodes of Yellowstone on TV, which I think is just Cowboy Sopranos. Isn't that what Yellowstone is?
I think that's pretty much. Kevin Costner, Cowboy Sopranos.
Yeah, Kevin Costner, he owns all of Montana. And like people say, hey, we want some of Montana. And he says no, and then he kills people. I think that's Yellowstone.
It probably is it.
Everything I've heard about Yellowstone, that's pretty much it. Like he owns most of it. And like there's a golf course that is like right off his land. And like
he says, no golf course.
There's like I'll rich guys playing golf course on the golf course. And like he looks at him in binoculars and he goes, I'm going to go fuck with that guy. And then he goes up to his fence. He's like, hey, fuck you. You can't have any of this land. It's all mine. And they're like, but we want to build condos. And he says, no. And then he runs off. And then later that person dies.
I've never seen an episode, but that sounds about right.
I want to watch it now. Some people that I trust their opinions have spoke very highly of Yellowstone lately.
Travis. Yeah, I have a couple of people in my life, too, that also have asked, hey, do you watch Yellowstone? Damn, it's good.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe I'll watch it.
The Peacock app has the first episode, and me and Laura watched it like last week. It was pretty good. But then we were like, okay, you want to watch episode two? And you're like, yeah, let's put it on. And Peacock is like, no, you can only watch episode one.
Upgrade for more.
It's like, well, fuck you, Peacock. All your advertisements have said this is free. And is it free to only watch the first episode? There's three seasons of this shit.
They wet your whistle like a drug dealer.
Yeah.
Like, here's the first taste is free, and then piss off. My favorite thing that I love about this new Jay Cutler thing, too, besides the fact that this is a rich dude who retired at like 30 some years old and has plenty of money and has a ranch, that he just watches Yellowstone and decides, oh, fuck, I should probably get a cow guy. I'll go buy a couple cows tomorrow. And then just gets up. And now his new videos are just him herding these two cows.
Yeah, he's just walking around with them. Like, he's like,
Heidi and Frank. I can't even remember what the hell their names are.
Hey, walk faster, you cow.
Hey, walk faster. We're hurting you right now. And then his next video is him just like brushing the cow and shit. So this dude is like living his best life. He like played football for however many years and is just like, now I'm just on my ranch. I just bought a couple cows. Now I'll brush them and pretend to herd these two cows. It's like, how amazing is that? That's like a dream come true.
So, guys, we will be sure to continue to update you on the goings-on of Jay Cutler's Instagram account, because it's really something.
Fascinating.
Matt, do you want to hear a couple seconds of the new Pumpkin single, Matt?
Yeah, I can't wait.
So, like a synthy vibe to it, right?
Is this what the Pumpkins would sound like if they came out in the early 80s, but only if the current fans of the Pumpkins were listening to the Pumpkins, like if they were in the 70s, but they didn't like them, but they loved them more than they thought they would?
Travis, you catch any of that?
Yes, you just said? I agree, Matt. I think that's exactly right.
What?
All right, just trying to capture whatever's going on in Billy Corgan's brain, you know, when he writes these albums.
And what? I feel like there's potential for all of that to be true, but also for it to be true that people 20 years from now look back at that and feel like they were transported to the 1960s. Right.
Pick of the week, Travis? Pick of the week.
Oh my god, guys, you haven't heard about this one. I just finished this last night. It's taken me a little while to finish it off. I've been watching it slowly over the course of a couple of weeks, but Umbrella Academy season 2. This fucking show, guys, like the first season was really good, but this second season is fucking right. They amped this thing up, and I'll tell you what, that kid who plays Five, and I mean kid because he's just a kid. He's like right. From the Disney Channel. He's a kid. You forget that he is just a kid because he's like a kid playing like a 50-some-year-old, 60-some-year-old dude. And he's just like on fire. This show, the last two episodes, especially of Umbrella Academy season 2, are fucking fire. I cannot wait for a season 3 because they, of course, ended on a cliffhanger, which made me very upset. But Umbrella Academy season 2, if you have not watched Umbrella Academy, get through that first season, which is also good. But man, do yourself a favor and savor that season 2.
Matt, pick of the week.
Wow. That was
how are you going to top that? Right.
I don't know how so much passion behind that pick of the week. But you know what? I'm going to go ahead and make that Nas record, that new Nas record, my pick of the week. So I hope you guys go and listen to that.
Because, I hope you guys figure out what it's called and then go listen to it.
Yeah, it was fun. It's a fun record.
I mean, it's not too hard to figure out, right? It's Nas, and yeah, he has a new
Nas on new music.
King's Disease. King's Disease is the new Nas record.
Wasn't it him that did that fucking song with Puffy that was really good?
The Hate Me Now.
Hate Me Now.
Yeah.
Truly don't know a lot about Nas. Honestly, I would never be able to like hum a Nas song.
Oh, look back, man. His stuff in the early and mid 2000s is really good.
All I need is one mic, Travis. The new Killers guys is really good too. So
that's a good record too. I listened to that over the weekend.
Last couple I have not liked. This one is good. If you're into the Killers, if you're into early Killers,
I think it's quite the opposite. I don't know that if you're an early Killers fan, you would be a fan of their new sound. But I do agree. I think it's a really good record.
And
if I'm a fan of the Darkness? Will I like this Killers album?
Maybe.
No.
Maybe. Some of the early singles they put out, I didn't like. But then, like in the context of the whole album, I was like, "Oh wait, I do kind of like this. It's not that bad." So yeah, as a whole thing, I thought it was pretty good. So yeah, that'll just
I liked the singles. I thought I got really excited because I can't remember the first single that the name of that song that they put out, but I really enjoyed it quite a bit.
The Caution.
Yeah,
I didn't like Caution, but then. In the context of, I really liked the latest one, the My Own Soul's Warning, I think was the name of that one. I liked that one. And then the album dropped. And then when I heard Caution, like within the walls of the album, I was like, oh, this is pretty good. Okay. Never mind.
Yeah. Yeah. The
Lost Art of the entire album, right?
Right.
They had a song on there. I can't, again, I'm terrible with the names, but it's got Katie Lang on it.
Yeah.
And that song was really good.
And, I trashed that Perfect Circle album that came out like a year ago. I listened to that again, Travis, and I liked it a lot better the second time I listened to it. So,
I didn't even know they released the Perfect Circle?
Like a year ago. Matt, and I didn't like it the first time I listened to it, but I listened to it again and I liked it better. So
yeah, when Maynard said he was going to put out a new Tool album, he dropped a new Perfect Circle album.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, I didn't even realize.
And then months later, dropped the new Tool album.
All right. Oh, we'll go check out that Perfect Circle. That Tool record was not great.
Except that one song had one really
good song on it. I like three of the songs.
There were pieces of songs that I really enjoyed, but not, I don't know that there might have been one song that I enjoyed.
Well, even the radio even had a hard time picking a song to play because they knew people wanted to hear new Tool and they're like, fuck, what do we even play off this thing?
Yeah, what do we give the people? They want this new Tool. And are you excited about that new Metallica, the S&M?
I already pre-ordered it, the CD. So I'll get the CD on the 28th, Matt. I'll let you know. Man, I'll tell you what, on the 28th, there's going to be a new Candlebox song, a new Smashing Pumpkins song, and the Metallica S&M 2 album, all dropping on the same day.
You know, 2020 has really sucked overall for like everything going on, but musically, 2020 has been awesome. There have been a ton of records that have come out this year.
The Wet Ass Pussy song, Matt, right?
Oh, I'm sorry. There's a lot that has come out that I'm a big fan of. 4 Year Strong released a new record this year that I'm like all in on. Silverstein had a new record that came out. The Killers record was really good. This Nos record, like there's a lot of albums that have come out this year that I've been a big fan of. So 2020
favorite album was the soundtrack to Umbrella Academy season 2,
right? Because it's got that kid on it.
You know, sometimes you guys forget that kid's a kid actor.
You think he's an adult, and then
you remember
the kid.
All right, guys, we did it. We'll do it again about a week from now. Thanks for listening. Travis, do you have anything you want the people to know?
Just keep on rocking and rolling, everybody.
Good job. I mean, you know, you're doing great. Keep it up.
It's out.
Yeah. Bye. They call me Scat Cat, but that's flow maniac. When move on my hip is like an aphrodisiac. Swinging and winging, I'm just doing my own thing. Girls, don't jump me, give me room to get funky. Step to the dance floor, bust a little spin. Shut up, kid. This is a new dance, so shake your butt and get a load of what it's like to be doing a Scat Strut. Thank you for listening to this installment of WFOD. Join us live every Tuesday night at 9, 8 Central on strangelabel.com. And be sure to check out all the other great shows that station offers. You can download past episodes of our lengthy catalog or enjoy other premium content on our website found at WFODshow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram at WFODix. You can also follow Matt at The Lotus Cast, Travis at Produce Travis, or Drunk at DrunkardSTL on the Twitters. You can email any of us, Mike, Travis, Matt, or Drunk at WFODshow.com. You can give us a call when we're live or when we're not. The number there is 636-487-HAND. Special thanks, as always, to our Patreon sponsors, Brian Kranz and Liquid Lozenge. If you'd like to be a Patreon sponsor, it's patreon.com/WFODix. We'll be back next week. Thanks again. Goodbye. Return of the sketch for a brand new dance. I thought I could, but you can't. Bust it. Homeboy, facts. Why don't you step up to the microphone and give him a little taste of your beatbox, boy? My name is Scat, I'm the cat who did the rap, and I was at the track. Me and Paula did a duo, and then I went solo to grab the microphone and make the ladies go. And now that I got you at my command, it's my sole opportunity to make you dance. I want all four paws on the dance floor. Do that strut until your legs are sore. Come on, come on, come on.
It's over.
Well, bye.